Well, today's episode is on find out step-by-step guide about transfer of shares in India. Sagartia has shared tips on the transfer of shares in India while detailing its features. It is common for shareholders in small and private companies to often dilute or transfer their equity stake to another person. This usually happens when either the stakeholder is ill or he wants to transfer shares to a family member. This is when the transfer of shares takes place. The Companies Act 2013 specifies a proper procedure for the transfer of shares. It also prohibits any company from register and share transfer agent of its shares without the execution of the proper instrument and unless the requisite stamp duty is paid and details of the transferee and transferor are provided. Here you can read about the detailed process along with compliance for the transfer of shares for private companies. So let's start. How transfer of share works. To start with the transfer of shares, the respective party must first acquire the Form SH4 for share transfer deed. The details of time, date, number of shares, name of transferor and transferee, amount of consideration, address, occupation, distinctive number of shares, etc. must be furnished in the form. The share transfer deed or instrument is then executed and stamped properly. Time frame for execution and delivery of share transfer instrument to company. Section 59 of the Companies Act 2013 specifies the time limit for the execution and delivery of the share transfer instrument, along with share certificates for transfer, to the company as a period of 60 days from the date of execution. In short, the deed must be submitted to the company within 60 days from the date it was executed. What to do if the instrument of transfer is lost post-execution and before delivery to the company? In the case when the instrument of transfer is lost after execution or could not be submitted to the company within 60 days, Section 56 of the Companies Act allows the company to register the transfer of shares on the grounds of indemnity on such terms as the board finds suitable. Stamp duty fee on transfer of shares. The stamp duty fee for the transfer of shares is fixed at 0.25% of the total consideration amount. The applicant must purchase the court fee stamp of the said amount and paste the same on his/her application. The fee is fixed irrespective of the state of the applicant, company. Transfer of partly paid up shares. In case if a person wishes to transfer partly paid up shares, the transferor himself/herself has to furnish an application with the company. The company will then send a notice to the transferee for acquiring a no objection certificate to complete the transfer. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at ta.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4727 374. Thanks for listening.